What's it really like to be a spy? James Bond is not the answer.
What James Bond did is nothing compared to what the real spies do.
H. Keith Melton, a board member at the International Spy Museum, an intelligence historian, and a specialist in clandestine technology.
I often say that in the real world, James Bond wouldn't last 4 minutes.
This is what a day in the life of a real spy is like.
I'd wake up in the morning when it was time to go operational, and I knew I was traveling covertly, meaning in alias. So I would shower, put on Tamer's clothes, put on his watch, take his wallet, drive his car.
That's the voice of a man we only know as Tamer El-Nouri. He was undercover for the FBI, deep inside ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And he's describing what it was like to assume what's known as his legend, more commonly called an alias.
I drive to location, and I would have a conversation with myself, as I mentioned.
His story about daily preparation is one of the few true glimpses you'll get from anyone working undercover for the U.S. government. As he pointed out, and you may already know, being a spy out here on the streets is a complex, mysterious existence requiring constant daily preparation.
Anybody walking by me probably thought I was a crazy person because I'm speaking out loud, reciting my identifiers, my mother's maiden name, my business, locations, everything about that individual. I call that flipping the switch. And when I become that person, I turn the key to his car and I drive to the airport, and I'm never anything but that person. Whatever alias or legend I am doing, that's who I am until I arrive back home.
Now, think about this for a moment. What happens when you realize you are about to get caught?
I looked up to my right and saw a car in a parking lot, maybe 200 meters away, and a guy leaning over the car, looking at me with binoculars.
Coming up in my final report. Too many shadows, whispering voices. JJ Green, WTOP News.